look at the meeting today at the Forbes. And Mick Wallace is joining us now. Morning, Mick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks, Sean.
That's good. How's the weather been out there today at Forbes?
Oh, it's a little bit overcast. So there has been rain here during the week, and the track's drying out a touch. You wouldn't want too much more rain, though.
All right. All in all, looks good for the day?
Yeah, I think so. It's a great carnival, and the Calcutta went off brilliantly last night. Cole Hodges' Phantom Call was fantastic. Very much enjoyed it. He was tipping Zalu to go back-to-back in the big one.
All right, well, we'll look at the first today, put out the scratchings we just did, 5, 7, 10, 11, 12, and 14. Now here, let's have a look and see. We've got race 1, number 2, Flux Capacitor, 2 even, 6, DARPRA, 5.50, 9, Arathinia is $7, number 3, Lip and Leo, 8.50, 4, Nanpop, 9, then 10 or better.
I've got the favourite on top here. I like his chances today, just not overly keen on the price. Numbers are 2, 9, 3, and 6, Flux Capacitor. Former Victorian, had its first run in this state at Warren. That was back on the 25th of July. Finished fifth there, had every chance, was beaten around 5.8 lengths by Dynamite Dan. Showed good speed out of the gates, was able to get across, sit outside the leader, and appeared to be travelling okay, and was a little bit plain in the run to the line. He did look that day as if he would need the run and he would come on with race fitness. I just thought today, if he can overcome that wide draw, I get the feeling that this might have been the plan. Barry Molloy training here at Forbes, he might have been setting his horse to win second up today. A 9, which is Aritia, trialled nicely at Cowra, finished fifth in that trial behind Sovereign Air, was only under moderate pressure in the straight. A 3, Leaping Leo, finished ahead of Flux Capacitor in that same race at Warren last time. And the performance that Leaping Leo turned in was far superior to that of the favourite, so it's probably the value in the race. And 6, DARPRA, got back and closed off wide and late on the track there at Dubbo last time in that trial won by Richard the First, formerly trained by Brett Thompson, now with Dar Love. I'm sure anything this horse does today will certainly be improving upon. Not an overly strong affair, the first. Numbers are 2, 9, 3 and 6.
6, 9, 13, 18 out of race 2. Now here, 3, Kenneth is 2.30. Number 10, Del Don, 3.70. 4, I'm an Achiever is $9. 7, See the Sun at 12. Then with 16 or longer.
Selections here in this second event, 3, 4, 10 and 11. Going with Kenneth here, was placed third in the Silver Goblet at Dubbo 2 starts back after covering plenty of additional ground. And then was able to find the top at Warren, led them up, stuck on okay, was gathered in late by Bonsley, who looks to be a pretty smart horse. That was over the 1,250 metres, goes up to 1,300 metres today. And I just think this horse might be able to once again find the lead and prove very hard to catch. 4, I'm an Achiever. I really like the only trial when third to Sovereign Hair at Cowra. Coasted in that placing under no real pressure. Was scratched the other day from Goulburn in preference for this. 10, which is at Del Don. A 16-start maiden who's shown some ability down in Victoria. Failed at Ballarat over the mile last time. That was only a touch over a month ago, so should be maintaining some residual fitness from that Victorian campaign. Better suited here back to the 1,300 metres today, Barrier 1 and Greg Bryan. 11, Love and Desire, I thought might be the best of the rest. I like the way she closed off from the back at Wagga over the 1,200 metres last start on a heavy 9. So just repeating those numbers in race 2, 3, 4, 10 and 11.
Now 13, 15, 17 come out of the third. 14, True Worth, 2 even, 7 direct quote, $6. 9, My Dinky Bride, 7. Now 5, Bacharaz, 10. 12, Red Peckers, 13. After that, 16 or better.
I've got the favourite on top, 14, True Worth. Numbers 14, 9, 7 and 12. I make this horse a black booker after it's a first up run when placed third at Dubbo. With a little bit disappointing second up. I turned up at Wodonga last start over the 1,400 metres on a heavy 8 surface. That was on the 22nd of July and was caught off the track and kept on finding the line. It was a good effort to finish fourth. This isn't overly strong, and I think up to the mile today, True Worth gets its chance to break through. A 9, My Dinky Bride, led into the home straight before finishing third behind More Than a Right over the mile at Dubbo last time. Should be able to make its own luck. A 7, direct quote. Was extremely unlucky at Wellington 2 starts back and had to be chased up to hold a position on a track that favoured leaders at Warren last time and just didn't have much left for the finish. Barrier 1 and Greg Ryan has to go in the numbers. A 12 Red Pegasus, she's building nicely. Really caught the eye when 6 beaten 2.7 lengths in that same race, won by More Than All Right at Dubbo last time. If the backmarkers are getting into the finish, I'd certainly be including her in all of your multiples. 14, 9, 7 and 12 in race 3.
2, 6, 11, 18 out of the next. The fourth one, No Escape, is 260. 3, Bernie's Desert is 290. Now, 4, Reader Beagle, 650. 10, Fairy Fragments is 10. Then 15 or better.
Now, this is a race I could possibly rejig my numbers a little closer to start time. Wasn't overly confident here. Our numbers are 1, 3, 4 and 12. I think No Escape probably has the best form on the board. I did manage to win one of those provincial and country maiden handicaps at Gosford back in December of last year. Form since has been okay. It was 4 lengths from the winner, Ajani, at Gosford in a Class 2 last time. I'm a little bit worried as to where this fellow might get to in the run with his 61.5 kilos. But if he can reproduce that form that he showed in December last year, he'd certainly take some stopping here. 3, Bernie's Desert. Looks to have come back in good order, has been placed at each of his runs this time in. A nice placing first up at Wellington. And then again, very good, finishing third behind Bold Street Cat at Dubbo last time. It'll probably roll forward and sit in the first few and be hard to hold out. 4, Reader Beale, was 1,200 metres up to the mile last time at Wagga and only plugged to the line. Back to the 1,400 metres today, looks one of the main chances. And 12, Queen's Charity. She was a little bit tame late at Dubbo last time behind Spotty Socks after showing good speed. Previous form was satisfactory. So 1, 3, 4 and 12 in race number 4.
3, 7, 10, 11, 13, 14 out of race 5. 1, Molasses, 340. Number 5, Repentant, 360. 2, Notre Rev, 370. 6, Rising King is $6. 8, Northern Myth is 10. 4, Bernardini is 12. And then 18 or longer.
Yeah, pretty keen on Molasses today. I think this horse has above average ability. This 5-year-old, who's only had the 5 race starts for 2 wins and a minor placing, was super impressive when resuming at Dubbo, first up for 145 days. He got a long way out of his ground and really motored late to gather in Cedar's Rocket. If he can overcome the awkward draw here on his home track today, I think he'll be winning again. 5, Repentant, might be the main danger. Led first up when finishing 4th at Dubbo behind Cockles. That was over the 1,140 metres back on the 21st of July. With further fitness on its side, it'll be hard to run down. Last preparation recorded back-to-back victories at Nowra and Scone on soft surfaces. 2, Notre Reeve, led and won at Nowra, first up from a spell, and then again was on the speed when racing on the Acton track last time, when gunned down by Lord Denman late in the piece. Should be right there somewhere. And 12, Balesi, has been very disappointing recently. Does like the cut out of the ground. On old form, would be competitive. 1, 5, 2 and 12.
Put out 2, 5, 10, 13, 17 from race 6. Now, number 16, Sagittarian, 250. 6, Hanging with Willie, and 14, Money Ad, both 750. 11, Verbal, is a $9 pop. 8, Oh, What a Thief, is 10. 9, Kujitsi, is 11. Then we go to $13 for 7, John Donon. 18, Colonial Reign, 16. 4, Destined to Win, is 18. Then 1, Imperius, 19. 26 or better after that.
Really tough race, this. I've gone a little wide. I've put 4, Destined to Win, on top. Over 16, 7 and 3. Destined to Win has had the benefit of that first up run there on the Acton track. Finished 8, beaten 5.2 lengths. Was doing its best work late in that race won by Gentle Annie. A second up today. The second up winner in the past, Cody Nestor, takes the ride. Does have a bad gait, but I suspect this horse will really relish getting out to the 1,400 metres today. 16, which is Sagittarian, turned in an eye-catching run at Wellington first up before appearing to have every chance at Warren last time when beaten 1.7 lengths by Super Chase. That horse has since come out and won again, so the form looks okay. It was a bit one-paced that day. Should be ready to peak third run back. 7, John Denon. This bloke's been around for a while. Recent form's been poor, but may get conditions to suit today. Should be able to race a little handier to them from the good draw. Greg Ryan goes on. And 3, Cuban Lass, was 3 wide, no cover, on speed last time, behind a happy-go-plucky. Drop right out there. I think that was a complete forgive run. 4, 16, 7 and 3 in race number 6.
All right, the Cup, the Bankstown Sports Club Forbes Cup. Now, we put out 3, 6, 8 and 10. Now, 1, Lacura is $2.80. 7, Gentleman Max, $5. Number 4, Something Borrowed, $6.50. 12 King Tont 750, 2 Asar Astro 9, number 9 Zalu at 10, 5 Uncle Sugar 11, 11 Letchworth is a $19 pop, 13 Lahan 26, 14 Kentucky Data 34, and 15 Samakosho is also 34.
Really good race, a very even race. I thought there was probably six or seven winning chances. You can't put them all in. My numbers are 4, 2, 1, and 7. I've got something borrowed on top. The most recent run at Hawkesbury in a benchmark 70 over the 1,800 metres was sound without being anything flash. Chased home Manhattan Sun that day. It does like the sting out of the ground. And if it can just get a nice run, you know, a tad worse than midfield, this horse certainly does have a very good turn of foot. I did win the Dubbo heat of the country championships last year. I'm not sure he's going as well this time, but I think he can win the race if it's run to suit. Two-hour Sarastro was a very tidy winner of the Cattlemen's Cup at Warren last time. Found the front, was left alone, and was much too strong. On pace is worse suited that day. Gets up to the 1,600 metres, which is his pet distance, and he'll be very hard to get past. One, which is that Lacura certainly ticks all the boxes. The only knock on this horse, I suppose, is the weight. He's being asked to carry 62 kilos, but did carry 61 kilos last start when braining his rivals at Narandra after leading throughout. And Seven Gentlemen Max was second at Wagga last time behind Baby Don't Cry. That was a really good effort. It was four wide, no cover, on speed, and toughed it out well. After today, this horse will have had six runs in a month. So a very durable type, and it looks one of the leading hopes. 4, 2, 1, and 7 in the cup.
Righto, 4, 6, and 9 come out of the final event race 8. 1 Benno's Boy, $3.90. Number 5, Woody White Sox, $5. 3 Majaska, $5.50. 12 Flying By, $7.50. 11 De Grinch, $9. Number 8, Who Hit Who was $9.50. 7 Didn't Even Kiss Me, $15. 14 Vision Attract is 16. 10 Northern Axe, 17, along with 13 Security Code. And 2 Friends in Low Places, $19.
Really like Majaska here. Numbers in the last 3, 1, 11, and 5. It was fourth last time Majaska in an open handicap at Dubbo behind Epic Dam. Was only beaten 4.2 lengths. Really liked the way his horse hit the line. Obviously down in grade today, so going up a touch in weight. So I just think he's got his hoof right on the till and will take some stopping in this last event. One Benno's Boy, a very good winner last start at Wagga, and found the line well that day. Has a soft draw and is holding his form nicely. Has been around the mark, all preparation, and will be in the finish again, no doubt. The 11, which is De Grinch, made a good ground up from the tail at Warren last time against the pattern of the day. And 5 Willie White Sox, shooting for 4 straight wins. And the more they win, the better the price. That's what they say. And it's a bit of a similar situation with this fellow. His value again today, and winning form's good form. In this final event, we'll go 3, 1, 11, and 5.
Now, what's your standout there today, Mick? What do you really like?
I'm keen on three horses. We'll go back to race 3. I think 14 True Worth has certainly found a winnable race. Mm-hmm. Probably won't be any flash price. We go over to race 5, 1 Molasses. I think this fellow's well above average and can win second up today. And then in the last event, I just think Majaska's got a sense of timing about him. He looks well placed down in grade today. Race 8, number 3.
All right, terrific. And it looks like a great day there today for the cap.
Yeah, can't wait. I'll be trackside with Richard Haynes and Disco Dave Carson's in town too. He was hosting the Calcutta night last night. He's still on holidays, but he loves getting down here to Forbes as well. Josh Fleming is here, Adam Crettenden. So, yeah, there's some superstars down here. Robert.
Terrific. Have a good day. Hope you find heaps of winners there, Mick.
Thanks, Sean.
Mick Wallace there at Forbes today for their cup meet. It'll be a beauty as well.